This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Just days before Election Day, both President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden and their running mates spent Saturday focused on key battleground states. Speaking at one rally, the president said he never could have predicted how important Tuesday's vote would be.
I never thought 4 years ago, and you never did either, somebody would say that this is going to be the most important election perhaps in the history of our country.
At an event in Michigan, the former vice president said that America has had enough of President Trump's leadership.
America will be heard. When America's heard, I believe the message is going to be loud and it's going to be clear. It's time for Donald Trump to pack his bags and go home.
The former vice president is concentrating on battleground states that Trump carried in 2016. Trump is scrambling to defend a wide swath of territory and is putting his hopes for re-election on two of the most populous swing states, Florida and Pennsylvania. A powerful storm hit the Philippines with catastrophic violent winds early Sunday, and about a million people have been evacuated in its projected path, including the capital, where the main international airport has been ordered closed. Typhoon Goni hit the coast of the eastern island province of Catanduanes at dawn with sustained winds of 225 kilometers per hour and gusts of up to 280 kilometers per hour. The Philippine Weather Agency said it was blowing westward toward densely populated regions, including Manila, and rain-soaked provinces still recovering from a typhoon that hit a week ago and left at least 22 people dead. For more, log on to voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced that the government is putting all of England under a month-long lockdown next week. After being warned that a resurgent coronavirus outbreak will overwhelm hospitals in weeks without tough action. At a news conference Saturday, Johnson said the measures are necessary to prevent something worse happening from the pandemic.
Unless we act, we could see deaths in this country running at several thousand a day, a peak of mortality, alas, bigger than the one we saw in April.
Unlike during Britain's first lockdown, schools, universities, and manufacturing businesses will stay open. Britain reported more than 21,900 new confirmed virus cases on Saturday, bringing the total since the start of the pandemic there to more than 1 million. Turkish rescue workers in the city of Izmir are racing to release trapped earthquake survivors, dismantling walls and removing debris from Friday's earthquake. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett has details.
In Izmir, rescue teams continue searching for survivors in the debris of collapsed buildings following the magnitude 6.9 quake. Around 100 people have been rescued, but authorities fear there may be more trapped under the rubble. Seismologists say that due to the shallow depth of the quake's epicenter, potentially powerful aftershocks could be expected for several weeks. Turkey has suffered from lightly regulated construction, which can lead to serious damage and deaths from earthquakes. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Scottish movie legend Sean Connery, who shot to fame as the suave, sexy, sophisticated British agent James Bond and went on to grace the silver screen for four decades, has died at the age of 90. Reuters' Megan Ravel has the details.
Action!
The actor graced the silver screen for four decades. Raised in near poverty in the slums of Edinburgh, he worked as a coffin polisher and milkman before his bodybuilding hobby helped launch an acting career that made him one of the world's biggest stars. As Bond, his debonair manner and wry humour belied a darker, violent edge. He is credited with crafting a depth of character that set the standard for those who followed him in the role. Connery played a series of noteworthy roles besides 007, winning an Academy Award for his role in the 1987 movie The Untouchables. Connery retired from movies after disputes with the director of his final outing, The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, in 2003.
That's Reuters' Megan Ravel. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.